Hi, I'm Marilyn Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
So, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, coolest man fan of all, Queens, New York. I hope you're having a very cute week this week. It is chilly outside today, but it's definitely not too bad today. If I were you, I would just bring a jacket just in case if it gets chilly out. And, yeah, so I hope you have a great day in the beautiful world so far. So I hope you sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and who knows, maybe you'll like this episode. So, yeah. But wait, excuse me, where are my manners? I'm your host, Marilyn Negron. Recap Henry Danger and Danger Force, which is the Henry Danger Universe and the HDU, and I recap both of these lovely shows, and this week is the start of Danger Force Season 3! Yeah, so Season 3 is here. I am so excited to recap it for you, the very first episode of Season 3, so you do not want to miss it, and trust me, you're going to love it, I guarantee it 100%. And that's all I can say, so I hope you like it as much as I do, and I hope I made your day a little bit better, because who doesn't want to celebrate it with this podcast, am I right? So, yeah, so I hope you guys enjoy it, and I hope it makes you laugh by the end. So, yeah. Also, before we get started to this podcast, I would just like to say 135,000 of you had listened to this. You guys are nuts. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much to every single one of you, and I couldn't be given for granted. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, make sure you put the post notifications on my stories to get notified when a new podcast goes up. So, yeah. So let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. So the NFL draft is starting this Thursday through 3 days, and I am so excited through the 27th through the 29th, and I am so pumped and excited about it because we get to see which NFL players are going into the teams, because us in New York, we really need new players for the season, and I'm so excited for it. So the Jonas Brothers are going to be there, and some other guest appearances, so make sure you turn into the NFL draft if you're a football fan as much as I am, through the 27th through the 29th, you want to mention 8 o'clock Central on ABC. We should go and check it out. And who knows, maybe you'll love football by the end of it. So, yeah, so make sure you tune in to Thursday. And it's going to be a wild NFL draft, so it's going to be great. And there's a new movie coming out this Friday. It's called Are You There, God? It's me, Margaret. And it's the same title book Judy Blume has wrote years ago. And this is a book adaptation of the book Judy Blume has wrote. So it's really, really exciting to see book adaptations coming into the big screen, and I'm really, really excited because I never heard of this book before, and it's about Margaret who's going through all being a teenager and all being a little woman and stuff like that, and I kind of like this because women out there, make sure you go and watch this one if you go and get education, so it's really, really important. So we should go and get your tickets for Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, in theaters this Friday. So if you're a big fan of the Judy Blume books, if you love Judy Blume, the author herself, make sure you go and check it out. I highly recommend it. Trust me, you do not want to miss this movie. So, if you want to get education, this is the perfect movie for it. So, make sure you go and get your tickets for Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, and I guarantee it that much. Judy Blume fan, you're going to love it as much as me. So, it's going to be awesome. So, I hope you enjoy it. Okay, so I'm going to recap Episode 1, Season 3 of Danger Force, The Danger Force Returns, Part 1. So, this is it, guys. The Season 3 premiere of Danger Force, and I'm so excited. This episode was crazy, was awesome, and I can't wait to recap it for you guys, to the people who hasn't got it yet. So I hope you like it as much as I do, and it's really, really important for you guys to listen. And this Season 3 premiere was awesome, and I hope you like it as much as me. Oh my god, would you go and look at the time? I gotta go and set up for this Danger Force episode. So, yeah, so keep it up with the plays, keep it up with the follows. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And make sure you keep this place going, so it's going to be sick. And it's going to be a whole lot freaking amazing. So, yeah. And the episode is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3,000. Love y'all. Take care. This just in, we got a Danger Force update! Woo! Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 1. Season 3 of Henry Danger, The Danger Force Returns, Part 1. Well, guys, we made it. We absolutely made it to the third season of Danger Force. I am so excited to recap this for you guys. If you don't get it around the world, well, I got you covered. So the opening of this third season was so good. It's absolutely amazing. And all I can say is this one was crazy how they left the cliffhanger of the season 2 finale. So this episode was awesome. It was really, really good. And I gotta say that when the Danger Force kids, it was really, really amazing when they got back together and just be who they really are. And I gotta say, this episode blew my mind away. So I cannot wait to recap this to you guys, and hopefully you like it as well. And I hope you get to see here exclusive of this episode. So make sure you sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and you might hear an exclusive sneak peek. So this is going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing, and you might get the hang out of it. So it's going to be awesome. So, yeah. So, man fans, and to parents who have kids who are man fans, should you turn on the speakers or whatever device that you have, because this episode's about to blow you away. And if you've already done that, congratulations. So, yeah. So let's get this party started. And, let's begin! Okay, so there are, like, 6 scenes involved in this. That is the Swellview Jail, the Man's Nest, Choppa's house, on the mountain, on the trail, in Mika's bedroom, and Kill of UI News, which is 7 of them. So, so this is the part where the season 2 finale left off. And Swa says, previously, on Danger Force, Abel says, ow! And Officer Walden said, my niece and nephew are in Danger Force? Cuts a brainstorm saying in the bedroom, you two kidnapped a cop? Hunter Silver tied up with the other two moms saying, do your parents know what you kids do? I said, they have no idea, ma'am. Cut to the vault and shout out and cut to Angela Macklin and said, well, how stupid can they be? And cuts back to the Man's Nest. And cuts a brainstorm next to the clone Schwaz and said, have you ever actually built a memory wiper before? Cuts a clone Schwaz says, huh, I don't remember. Schwaz said, ah! And Ray said, he didn't build you a memory wiper. Then he said, he built you a truth, Ray. And so Walden said, it's time these Danger Force kids tell the truth. Schwaz said, my real name is Walden said, my real name is So my real name is And cut to Ray and says, so I guess this means. And cut to all the moms like Angela Macklin, Celia O'Brien, Alejandro Silva said, you're out of Danger Force. And cut to Mika said, wow, I really thought we were going to get out of this. And cut to the cliffhanger. And that was about it. Ugh. And now it starts off with the news reporter lady on the radio and saying, cut to the Swellview sign and said, it's been 90 days and there's still no sign of Danger Force. The static buzzed and said, another, and she said, disappeared without a trace. It buzzes again. The rumors of their demise. And she said, Captain Man appeals to claim a missed writing. Cut to the radio and someone is adjusting the thing. And the radio said, where did they go? What happened to Danger Force? The one said, what happened to Danger Force? News reporter lady number 3 said, what happened to Danger Force? And the radio announcer said, when this guy in the orange jumpsuit was going to the computer, tried to hack into the Man's Nest, the radio announcer said, welcome to Kievel. Music to do evil by Knievel. A stationery of I Hate Radio. And then the music plays, he's trying to get hack into the Man's Nest. And somehow another one says, goes by the name of number 1 and said, the cell survives. 20 said, long live the cell. 2 said, he is coming. 20 said, truly, he is coming. So number 1 said, number 20, have you hacked into the Man's Nest network yet? Cut to number 20 said, I'm sorry, number one. Their network has a quantum eruption, but I will crack it. Cut to them back and forth and said, hurry. Captain Man will gather them to the man's nest soon. And when he does, we will strike. Captain number 20 said, are you sure he'll... Captain number one said, yes, we've been tracking who Captain Man is tracking. When he was looking at the mom's sign to cut back to Captain number one, while they were talking, and have faith, number 20, to both of them back. Someone said, he is coming. Someone said, truly, he is coming. Number one said, the cell survives. Said, long live the cell. And he cuts to the man cave. And he cuts off and starts trying to hack into the man cave network. And the radio announcer said, another great song by the Sinister Quartet. Speaking of quartet, Danger Force is still nowhere to be seen, but Captain Man, the Razor Man, continues to insist that he has a great plan to get the team back together. And to cut back to the man's nest, cut to Ray in disguise trying to convince the monster that the kids could come back to Danger Force with a southern accent. He said, from what I gather from talking to the headmaster of Swag, cut to the moms on the phone not having it, to come back to him and said, well, by the way, is it absolute stud of a muffin? That handsome devil tell me that your youngins are quite gifted. To Angela Macklin on the first one said, Ray. And this guy said, yes, I do believe that is the brawny Billy's name. Cut to the phone and cut to him and said, now listen. Here, I'd like to offer Mika, Miles, Chopper, and even little old Bozy a free education at my documentary style overnight pre-college. School for gifted teens. Cut to Angela Macklin going to her getting bigger and said, Ray, this is your third character this week. Cut to Ray blowing his cover and cut to... And Angela said, and none of us are buying it. None of us are buying what you're selling. So Ray said, oh, come on. Bill's mom was thinking about it. Cut to all of them looking at him and said, oh, I wasn't thinking about anything. Cut to all of them in Chopper's house and said, goodbye, Ray. So Ray said, can I talk to the dads, please? So phone and cut to Ray said, dads are stupid. Fall for anything like golf is a sport. Cut to all of them and Alejandro and Silva said, they're dads. Their dads don't even know they were in Danger Force. Cut to Ray said, like I said, stupid. Celia Bryan said, next to both of them said, and they're gonna stay that way. So all of them cut to Angela Mack and said, we're hanging up now. So Ray said, your kids are superheroes, whether you like it or not. So phone and cut to Ray and said, and they better off with me than they're on their own. So Angela Mack and Angela Macklin, Alejandra Silva, and Celia Bryan said, goodbye, Ray. So Ray said, you know what? You three used to be cool. I'm disappointed. And he hangs up the phone, and he, frustrating, grumpily, he's like, get, die. And he's frustrating. He throws the headphones and everything. And cut to Schwartz going past him, but giving him the looks. And cut to him and said, calm down, buddy. And cut to Ray said, I don't want to calm down. I want to get Danger Force back. So both of them cut to Ray said, I'm worried about them, Schwartz. Who knows what they're going to turn out without me? Cut to Schwartz said, they're doing fine. Cut to both of them. Schwartz said, Bose is a baby goat herder. To Ray looking at him and said, are you kidding me? Cut to Schwartz said, no, he speaks fluent goat. And cut to the mountains. And it goes bleeding and say, and he's like, meh. And in translation, he said, you okay, Bose? And cut to Bose saying, bah. In translation, that means, I miss being in Danger Force. I like watching over you, baby goats, but this is not where I want to be in life. Cut to goat saying, meh. Translation, sorry, bro. So Bose doing it again and said, meh. And he says, thanks. And cut to Ray, and cut to Schwartz said, see, now that doesn't sound too okay to me. And did you tell me that Miles started a cult? Just was it? Miles and his followers don't use the C word. Prefer to think of themselves as a... Cut to Miles on another mountain and said... community of like-minded individuals. Katala said, yes, Master Miles. Community of like-minded individuals. Miles said, that's right. Alden said, yes, Master Miles. That's right. Miles and said, your path has led you to me. All of them said, yes, Master Miles. Path has led us to you. And cut to him getting puzzled and said, where I guess you just repeat whatever I say. And all of them said, where you guess, we'll just repeat whatever you say. So Miles is like, And cut to him getting all tangled up and said, that's just a cult. And Schwaz tried to cut him loose and said, and he backed up and said, no, I don't need your help with this. Schwaz says, you got it, bro. And cut to Rain and said, I'm pretty sure Mika's, cut both of them and cut to Schwaz, and I'm pretty sure Mika still finds it kind because, Mika. Right, looks at him and says, yeah, that checks out. And cut to Mika's bedroom when she was going to sleep and said, night, night, mama. Cut to Angela Magdalene said, And she closes the door. And somehow Mika just sneaks out of the bed. And she tries to get the chains out, trying to sneak out of her room. And all of a sudden, her mom pops up in the middle of nowhere and she gets scared. And she said, oh my god! Angela Magdalene gets up and said, going somewhere? Mika said, How did you get there? Mike said, that's none of your business. Katsubola said, no, back in bed. And Mika was so scared she went back to bed. And Angela Magdalene passing her said, try it again and see where else I pop up. And Mika being scared. Somehow she closes the door. Somehow the lights go out. Mika's like, So Magdalene saying, night, honey. Cut to Mika saying, night, night, mama. I cut to Ray saying, back to him getting tangled up and said, what about Choppa? She's doing anything cool? Cut to Schwaz saying, Choppa got arrested like 20 times. And somehow he just did the monitor thing and she snaps of Choppa just being in jail, you know? Camera shattering, like always. Cut to Ray said, oh, well. I said, that's cool. Schwaz says, yeah, it's sick. No one is there to guide her to the good, and she naturally goes to the bad. Cut to Ray said, duh, see? That's what I'm talking about. These kids are better off together than they are apart. Cut to Schwaz looking at him, it's like, do you need to get you apart from those cables? Ray said, sit, work, play, but no. And so then he twirls upside down. He was upside down. Schwaz says, okay, bro. Namaste. And he just skips off into the man's nest. Cut to Ray said, gah! Ray said, what the heck? Getting to be ring, ding, ding, delicious. Cutting back to Choppa's room. Cut to Sevilla's house. Somehow, Andrea Silva's just speaking Mandarin. I cut to her Mandarin and said, focus on our brand, people. I said, focus on our brand. And cut to her family, cut to her, and said, and if I don't get those quarterly reports, you're all going to have an annual problem. Cut to her just ironboarding. Somehow cut to all of them. Alejandro Silva, who was her father next to Choppa in the couch, and said, honey, can you please business more quietly? I'm trying to dadnap. Cut to Alejandro Silva and said, I got 50 million things to do today. Can you nap in our bedroom? Cut to Alejandro Silva said, that's just for nighttime sleeping. It was like, gah! And he turns around. Alejandro Silva, looking at the screen, speaking Mandarin again, said, Oh, I said, he's going to be nighttime sleeping, I said, by himself in Mandarin. And she laughs. It comes how Chopper couldn't take it anymore. She gets out and said, I can't take this. I'm a dip. And she goes to her friends on the monitor and she said, Sidia Jin. And she tries to goes off and said, Sidia Jin. And somehow Alejandra Silver, who was a mom, stops her. I said, oh, no, Zia Jing, young lady. And she turns around and goes to her mom. Alejandra said, because every time you leave the house, you commit a crime. So Chava said, you don't like it when I fight crimes. You don't like it when I commit crimes. I can't wait with you. It cuts to her and the doorbell rings. And somehow she cuts by her daughter and opens the door. And somehow Angela and Madeline's dragging Miles by the hair and somehow her own husband by the ear. He said, hi, Alejandra. And cut to all of them and said, cut to her and said, I'm so sorry, but I've got 50 million things to do today. I locked Mika inside of our bedroom with some hamburgers. Would you mind watching my other two kids? Cut to both Choppa and her mom and cut to three of them. Her Macklin said, I'm not a kid. I'm a big, strong man with big, strong feelings. Cut to him crossing his arms. Cut to Angela Macklin getting off him and said, right. He said, he's just tired. Cut to Miles getting off his mom. And he goes to turn around and said, my father wouldn't have been so tired if he was to submit to the way of the peace. Just Herman next to Angela said, stop trying to make me join your cult. Miles next to Choppa said, it's not a cult. It's a community of live-minded individuals. Cut to Alejandra Silver next to Choppa and said, can you try driving them off with Bose's mom? Angela Macklin would... Herman said, Celia, I've been texting her all day and she hasn't responded. Alejandra Silver next to her daughter and said, not even with an appropriate gift? Angela Macklin, who was shocked next to Herman, said, no! To all of them with their kids, like, and said, Angela Macklin, it was all of them and said, right? And said, to her next to Herman said, I'm worried more. Didn't have a million things to do. Cut to Alejandra Silver and said, well, normally I said I can help you, but I have 50 million things to do today. A two, and my husband's been lying around all day. Cut to Herman looking at him and said, Alejandro! He said, you napping? Cut to Alejandro Silver said, correction! Cut to Snacks saying, we're napping! So both of them cut to Herman Mac with the juice and said, I got juice boxes! Then Alejandro and Silver said, dope! And Herman walks up to him. Cut to Miles and Chapa just looking at their fathers. They're mingling with juice boxes. And cut to Miles whispering to Chapa's ear and said, We've seen some stuff in Danger Force, but nothing as bad as this. I cut to the KLVY news station. Cut to Trent Overrider and Mary Gaberman with moms on both of the screen. And Trent Overrider says, moms. Mary Gaberman said, that's right, Trent. Moms are in the news more than ever these days. Not only do they have 50 million things to do, but now they're, cut to Trent Overrider and said, gone! With gone on top of the topic, is it? Including the trophy wife of Swelfie's once vice mayor, second lady, O'Brien, Pence, Mondadel Willard. Cut to Bose's mom on screen, cuts back to Mika's bedroom while Bose was watching the news. He paused the pause button. Cut back to Miles, Mika, and Bose in her room. Miles is like, your mom is missing! To Bose next to Mika and said, I haven't seen her or gotten an appropriate gift from her in days. You know what this means. Cut to Mika and said that your mom has been married to five vice presidents. Cut to Miles having a good point. Cut to Bose next to Mika and said, she has a thing for vices. They're her only vice. Cut to him getting up next to Mika and Miles and said, but it also means that we have a mission. We're back, baby. Danger Force on four. One, two, three. And he got interrupted by Miles and saying, my brother. And Bose looked at him and said, call all of them, we are not back. That's Miles said, we're not allowed for a crime anymore. We're not even allowed to use our superpowers. Cut to Mika next to Miles. Bose said, I know, but we can't just sit here and let them. Bose's mom stay missing. Maya said, what else are we going to do? He's like, I don't know, but somehow Chopper was crawling on the window and joined them. I was like, no, all four of them are together. And Chopper said, hey, I don't know, we're not supposed to hang out outside of school anymore, but cut to Chopper said, I haven't seen my mom in days. Cut to Mika with a surprised look next to Bose. And cut to her whispering at Miles and said, also, I miss you. Cut to all of them, Miles said, something's going on. Cut to her with him whispering back at Chopper and said, and we missed you too. Cut to Mika next to Bose and said, Bose's mom is also missing. And cut to Herman and Magla just walking into the bedroom. They all turned around. They got surprised. And cut to Herman and said, hey, kids. Cut to all the kids. And cut to Herman and said, hey, not my kids. To Mika next to Miles and said, hey, daddy. Cut to Chopper next to Mika and said, hey, big Herm. And she walks up to Herman Macklin, giving her the fist bump. Cut to Herman Macklin and said, hey, Chopalapa. And he jiggles. Cut to all the kids. Herman said, I just woke up from my nap and I cannot find my wife anywhere. Said, have you seen your mother? Cut to Mika and Miles, who were in shock. And Mika's like, no. So it's like, mommy? Cut to Herman Macklin said, ah, she'll turn up. I mean, it's not like she has been kidnapped or anything. And cut to Mika, Miles, Bose, and Chopper laughing awkwardly. To Miles and Mika, oh, never, why would you say that? Mika's like, it's a good one. So all of them laughing. Cut to back to Herman Macklin said, even if she was kidnapped, it's not like you kids couldn't do anything about it. So Mika, Miles, Bose, and Chopper laughing awkwardly again. Mika next to Miles said, because we're kids. Says, we're not in Danger Force anymore. That's what Herman Macklin said. All right, I'm going to take another nap. And he turned around to leave. And Chopper said, okay. And he turned around and said, ooh. And he just grabbed something and somehow Chopper just closed the door. Cut to Mika next to Miles and Panica. Someone kidnapped our moms! Cut to Chopper going to them and said, what kind of sick, twisted, low-life piece of trash would kidnap all three of our moms? And they thought of one person. Mika, Miles, Bose, and Chopper said, oh my god! And then cut to Ray back in the man's nest. Thought it was him and said, it wasn't me! To Chopper next to Bose saying, oh really? To Bose said, the guy who's mad at our moms for pulling us out of Danger Force. To Mika next to him said, the guy who would go to ridiculous lengths to get what he wants. Because Miles said, the guy who will kidnap their moms until they change their minds. His way, but that says, sick plans for getting Deep Force back! And that's all the plans that we have on the board, and somehow Henry just got into the topic, which was weird. And cut to Rain said, yeah, I haven't crossed that one out. I haven't gotten around to it yet. And no, I don't need your... And no, I don't need your help out of here! And cut to Mika, Miles, Mika, Bose, and Chopper clamoring in front of Ray. And that's about it. And now the Danger Force theme song comes on. With the season 3 promotion video always and some... And ended with the logo like they do with the poses and stuff like that, which is cool. And that's about it. And that's the end of part 2. 1. Now here's part 2. There are 2 scenes involved in this, and that's the man's nest and in Swellview Jail. Cut back to the man's nest. Somehow Ray was eating loudly. Cut to Chopper. Cut to Miles. Cut to Mika. And cut to Bose looking at Ray weird faces. He was eating loudly. Somehow Ray just ate the whole cord. And cut to all of them. And cut to Miles next to Mika saying, he ate the whole cord. And cut to Mika said, and the headset. Cut to Ray saying, told you I didn't need any help. Cut to Bose next to Mika saying, you're gonna need to see a doctor. Cut to Ray standing up and saying, why? So he can high-five me? And cut to Chopper going to him and said, I missed you, buddy. About to give him a hug. He said, aw. Bose is like, same. And goes where they were. Miles says, let's bring it in. cuts all of them, Mika said, genuine moment! And cuts all of them, giving them a big bear hug because they missed each other so much. Cut to Ray said, oh, you kids. And cut to Chopper blurring out, now give us our moms back, you freak! Cut to Ray said, I'm telling you, I didn't kidnap your moms! And cut to Schwa's going in and said, it's true. Ray, cut to them, Ray hasn't kidnapped anyone's mom. Cut to Ray getting to the point next to Chopper and said, thank you! Cut to Schwa says, although, if he wanted to, cut to him next to Ray. Schwa said, shut your filthy mouth, Schwa! They don't need to know about that, I swear to God! No, why I keep you around sometimes? To Chopper and Bose, cuts it back to him. Cut to Mika next to Schwa and said, what's he talking about? Also fantastic to see you. You look amazing. Schwa's next to Ray said, so do you. But I think Ray has something to tell you. Cut to him next to Mika. To Ray, sighing, ugh. Schwa's, get the bear-proof suit. He's going out of the door, casting all the kids. Cut to Schwa saying, but you're indestructible. He's saying, yeah, I can still feel pain, Schwa. Now, get the bear-proof suit. Go on, get. And he goes out of the door, cuts all him with the kids. And cuts him with the bear-proof suit next to Schwa and the kids on the side. He said, hey, funny story. Cuts all the kids. Cuts to Ray next to Schwa again. I secretly implanted a tracking device in her. Literally every mom and swallow you, including all of yours. To all of them being shocked. To both laughing. Cut to both saying, wait, that's messed up. Cut to Chopper about to burn him to a crisp. And so now Mika stopped her and said, hang on. And he said, we promised our moms we'd never use our powers again. Cut to Ray next to Chopper said, yeah. Cut to Chopper next to Mika and said, someone bring me my Laserville Slugger. And cut to Miles next to Bose with an evil scheme. And cut to Chopper next to Ray and said, that's a total invasion. He said, invasion! Cut to Chopper next to Mika in the back said, of their motherly privacy! He's like, privacy! And so, somehow, she just swings the bat at Ray, and so, he took a hit. And he there's a, sweet Henry's mother, that hurt! Cut to Chopper getting the bat to Mika. Mika said, boys, he said, look away. You're not gonna like this. Cut to them being distracted with Schwa's. Mom said, nah, don't worry about us. Cut to Bose next to them and say, yeah, we're working on our own thing here. Cut to Chopper being confused behind them. Schwa's is like, Mika said, suit yourselves. Where do you get that? And she hit him with a sun don't shine. It's like, ah! And he goes up in the air. Mika said, go to track our moms! And cut to Ray just putting down on the floor and said, ow! Chopper next to Mika said, that's a great swing. Mika said, it felt great. Cut to Ray's like, and cuts it back to the girls. Cut back to Bose using his powers and said, he's so strong. He said, I can't hold him much longer. Cut to Schwa's next to Ray and said, just a few more wrinkles and we're done. Cut to Ray and Schwa's and cut to Miles from before and say, yeah. And cut to the machine worn with all the boys and cut back to Chopper and Mika. Cut to Miles with the mirror going to Ray and said, Ray Manchester. He said, you attempt to track those moms was in your need for control. He said, let me show you something you can't control. He said, mother time. And cut to Ray says, stop trying to make me join your cult. And cut to Schwa's and Bose. And cuts it back to Miles and behold, you as an elderly. And cut to him with the mirror on Cooper. And he was gray haired, It's like, no! Okay. And he looked at himself with gray hair and said, guys, he said, I actually look great. Just was next to Bo and said, you got a little silver fox thing. So Bo's like, yeah, I'm kind of seeing Anderson Cooper. Cut, Ray said, more like Anderson Super. And looks at the fourth wall and the camera said, am I right? And he winks. Cut to Miles, Bo's, and Schwartz laugh chatter. Cut to all of them. Miles said, silver for summer, man. Cut to Ray, all of them, silver fox for summer. And cut to all the kids on the couch while Schwartz was explaining the devices. And Schwartz was like, you may not believe this, but Ray implanting those chips on Mom's might actually help us. Cut to Ray next to Bo's and cleaning himself up and said, you're welcome, everybody. Cut to all of them and saying, Schwaz. He said, because now we can pull Swellview up on the big board. And cut to all the dots that presents Mom's and see what exactly where all your moms are. Cut to Miles getting up and said, so which dots are our moms? And some cut to the board and said, somehow the thing didn't work. I cut to Schwartz next to Mika and said, huh, he said, that's weird. To Bo's next to Ray and said, we're good like Daft Punk. To Miles said, or we're bad like you lost all the moms. To Schwartz next to Mika said, weird bad. Cut to all of them just groaning. Cut to Choppa getting up and said, where are our moms, Schwartz? Cut Schwartz, I don't know. It's like they just disappeared. And cut to one of the dots disappearing, looking at it, and cut to Ray next to Bo said, hey, why did that dot go away? Cut to Mika next to Schwartz, please don't say, I don't know. Says, I don't know. Cut to all the, cut to Choppa next to Miles and said, oh boy. Cut to the computer's beeping, got to cause all the dots to keep disappearing. Cut to Ray next to Bose and said, what's happening, Schwartz? Cut to Schwartz and said, I think someone is stealing all of the moms in Swellview. Cut to all of them gasping. And cut to Ray said, oh my god. So him looking at the camera, somehow Bose was he was looking at. And cut back to the KLVY news station. Cut to turn over on back to Mary and said, breaking news, more moms are gone. And said, including mine. Cut to him and his mom twin and said, along with more than 30 other Swellview moms. Cut to all of them and Mary Gabriel and said, except mine. He said, she's still around. Cut to her and her phone rings and she picks it up. Mary Gabriel and said, ugh. I said, what, mom? And somehow the thing that says on the phone, Mary's mom on the phone said, I heard what you were saying about me, Mayor. You best be watching your mouth, lassie. To Mary Gaperman said, the one time she watches me work. Somehow the doorbell rings in the background. To Mary's mom on the phone with her and said, oh, hold on, Mayor. Someone's at the door. Also, you look tired today. Mary said, go get the door, Mom. Trent overrun said, but Mary, what if your mom's about to be kidnapped? So all both of them, Mary Gaperman said, shh. Mary's mom on the phone said, I can't see who it is, but I'll open the door. She opens the door. I cut to him. What are you doing with that sack? I got me a sack of potatoes yesterday. And she was getting thumps and Russell's getting kidnapped. And Mary's mom on the phone said, oh no, said, I'm the potato. And somehow the phone just clicks off. And the door closes and she puts down her phone. And Mary Gaperman cut to her and said, breaking news. She said, my day just got better. Cut to both of them, turn over and say, here to calm us down is a professor of momly studies at Swellview College, Dr. Spleen. Cut to all of them looking at him. Cut to turn over and next to Mary said, how long until all the moms at Swellview were gone? To Dr. Spleen said, Trent, Swellview is blessed with a very large number of moms. We have enough material energy to sustain things for two, maybe even three. And somehow he got punched in the face by Captain Man. And he just appeared out of nowhere and said, don't listen to this idiot! Your moms are in danger! All of them! Cut. Looking at both of the cameras and said, protect your moms at all costs! And said, do you hear me? shaking the camera and said, "Protect your moms at all costs!" And he just shook the camera and went off, and now a high-pitched tone, beep! It's now back at the Swellview jail where 20 was doing the camera. Thinking the moms were just sitting there. Cut to number one in the background said, "We're running out of time." Cut to number 20 said, "Almost there." One said, "If you can't hack into the man's nest, the entire plan would fail." 20 said, "Almost there." And cut to all of the moms just shrugging. And somehow it's back to the man's nest. Cut to Maya said, "I'm ready to ride on whatever fool stole our moms." High-fiving his sister. Tamika said, "I'm also ready to ride on the uninitiated fools." Cut to Chop with her shock powers. And "I've been ready to ride since we got kicked out of Danger Force." Cut to Ray said, "999. Said, "Ugh." Said, 10,000. Cut to Mika's like, "What?" Ray said, "I'm swole." I said, "Let's roll." Mara said, "Yeah, come on." Cut to all of them, both just sitting in the corner, and said, "Bose." I said, "Are you coming with us?" Bose says, "Hush, little Bosey, don't say a word." He said, "Oh, it's not the same unless my mom sings it." Covers himself with a blanket. To Mika's like, "Aw." To travel with Miles and said, "Poor little guy. Just wants his mom." Cut to Miles turning around to Chopper and said, "Well, let's save her." Cut to Schwartz just going into the man's nest, going to them and said, "I've got it." And cut to all of them and cut to Schwartz again and said, "I got to wait to save the moms." Bo said, "Oh, yeah." Cut to him going to the middle. He said, "Danger Force is back." I said, "Danger Force on 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Cut to Mika saying, "Not yet, honey, but we're very close." Cut to Schwartz said, "Yeah, but it took me 2 full days and 2 full diapers. Been to the machine that could channel Miles' superpower all over Swellview." Cut to all of them being confused. Cut to Chopper and Miles just looking at him and said, "Are you wearing a full diaper now?" And Cut to Schwartz said, "If we hook up Miles up to the machine and put the coordinates of all the remaining moms, we can..." And cut to Chopper and Miles. Cut to everybody else. Cut to all the different angles. And he can reach up with his powers and teleport all the leftover moms into Swellview to the man's nest. Cut to Mika going to Schwartz said, "Where they'll be safe until we find out what's happening." Schwartz says, "Yeah." Cut to Bo's next chop and said, "So do you want us to bring every last mom in Swellview to the man's nest?" To Schwartz next to Mika said, "As long as it's okay with Lay." Cut to look over him. Cut to Chopper and Miles just looking. Cut to all of them looking at him. To Ray said, "All the moms in Swellview?" Getting up on him, going towards them and said, "Here in the man's nest?" Schwartz next to Mika said, "Yeah." Ray said, "Oh, gee, let me think about it." Cut to all different angles. To Mika said, "Oh, yeah, everybody's." Cut to him said, "Stop talking and bring me those moms." Cut to Schwartz, Mika, Bose, Chopper, and just climbing on one another and one another, going different ways. He said, "Come on, Andalee, Andalee, Arriba, Arriba." He said, "Go." Somehow they went separate ways. And that's about it. And that's the end of part 2. Now here's part 3. It cuts to three scenes that are involved in this. And it's the man's nest basement, and Swellview jail. So it's back in the man's nest while Miles was tied up. And Schwartz was getting it ready while Mika was on by the machine. And Chopper is well next to Bose. Schwartz says, "The atomic restraints will keep Miles in place by letting his superpower reach through the machine." So all of them catch Schwartz against it to the locate of every mom tracking device in Swellview. Chopper said, "Okay, so he can teleport all the moms downstairs to the man's nest basement for safekeeping." Catch Bo said, "Okay, I don't mean to get my heart broken again." Miles and Schwartz come back to Bo's and Chopper's again and said, "But this is really feel like a Data Force back moment." Mika said, "Not yet." So Bo's grabbing his heart and said, "Ow!" Mm-hmm. both of them, Captain Man's like, hurry up! Cut to him just with deodorant. Said, I'm at peak man smell here. I said, where are the moms at? And he threw it down. Throw the can down. And Schwaz says, we're ready. Cut to all of them. Cut to Schwaz getting it ready. And he pulled it up. And the power up is thumping. And somehow Maj was doing his thing. The electricity surges. And cut to Bo's just hiding behind Chopper. Cut to all of them just... And Miles had his fist up. Jiggle surges. And cut to Schwaz just giving Mika the symbol to close it down. And some thumping just fades. And cut to Bo's next to Chopper and said, did it work? Cut to Captain Man next to... on the phone while Schwaz with Mika said, it's... And cut to Captain Man said, so beautiful! And cut to zooming out, and all the moms were in the basement. Cut to all of them, Mika, Schwaz, Chopper, and Bo's all cheering. And then all of a sudden, the crank just went back up by itself. And cut to all of them just looking at it, the thumping. And cut to Miles, who couldn't control it, and said, said, guys? To Chopper next to Bo's, and said, what's happening? Miles said, that was my question! Cut to Schwaz next to Mika and said, someone hacked into the man's nest. They control the machine. Cut to Mika said, who? And you better not say, I don't know. Cut to this. Oh, stop telling me what I can and cannot say. Cut to Bo's next to Chopper said, oh, we're never going to be in Danger Force again. Cut to him falling down while Chopper is just like grabbing his arm. You guys. And he just put his fist up in the air. He's like, ah! And cut to all of them. Mika's like, pull the cables! And somehow Chopper went to the machine and she pulled out all the cables. And the thrumping fades. And somehow... Cut to Miles and cut to all of them in the distance sobbing in the phone. Which was Captain Man. And somehow Chopper grabbed the phone out of Schwaz's hand. Cut to Chopper saying, Captain Man! He said, are you okay? He said, Captain Man! Captain Man said, they're gone! He said, all the moms are gone! It cuts to Chopper just giving the phone back when they're all upset. Cut to Captain Man on his knees. And he said, moms! Cut back to Earth and said, moms! I cut back to the Swellview jail. And he successfully did it. And some goes to the moms. And number 20 said, get comfortable, moms. He said, you're going to be here for a long, long time. So Celia O'Brien next to Alejandra and said, goes to the mom's banner and says, I like your banner. Cut to all of them and cut to her and said, compliments are always a good icebreaker. Cut to and Angela and Alejandra for hearing this. Cut to her with another mom and said, oh, that's a cute sweater. Cut to her going to the sweater. Cut to her and said, see? Cut to him looking at the thing. The guy in his orange jumpsuit. And he looked at her and somehow she was scared and just went back to her own way. And cut back to the man's nest. Schwaz is getting Miles back up. To Captain Man with bows, getting choked up and crying. He said, I don't want to live a world without moms. Cut to Chopper saying, me neither. To Mika, cut to bows next to him saying, go to them, so we should go find them. Cut to Miles said, I don't think we should find them. To all of them and Mika say, I think Danger Force say, should find them. Cut to Captain Man said, oh, your mom said you can't be in Danger Force. To all of them, Mika said, well, our moms aren't here to tell us we can't be a Danger Force. Cut to Bosa said, please tell me this is our Danger Force's back moment. Cut to Captain Man. To Chopper next to Mika said, Schwaz. He said, got any gum? Cut Schwaz says, heads up. And he flagged all the gum tubes with his hockey thing. And cut to all four to catching it. Cut to Moe's, Bo's, Miles, Mika, and Chopper all exclaiming. Cut to all, Bo said, seriously? So you should have just thrown it. To cut to Schwaz, and cut to all of them. He said, unnecessary. And cut to Miles said, why, Mama don't know what won't hurt her. Somehow they pop the gum. And somehow they blew the bubble. They pop. And they transform back into Danger Force. Cut to Folt next to Shadow and said, let's find her moms. To Captain Man next to Schwaz saying, let's find all the moms. To Brainstorm next to them and said, Danger Force on four. To Brainstorm, AWOL, Shadow, and Volt saying, one, two, three, fours! One, two, three, fours! So said, Brainstorm! Cut to all of them just looking at him. Cut to Schwaz and Captain Man. Brainstorm said, force! Cut to him and said, I mean to say force. And cut to all of them. And there's the to be the continued sign. And that is about it. And scene! Woo! Okay, so I just recapped episode 1, season 3 of Danger Force. The Danger Force Returns, part 1. Wow, wow, wow. This was a great way to open up season 3 of Danger Force. I have no words to describe this, guys. This was awesome. This was absolutely amazing. And all I gotta say is, Danger Force is back, baby. I'll give this a 10 out of 10. What a great opening to start season 3. I loved it so much. And I can't wait to see how they close the two-parter next week. So I'm very excited about that. And because I can't believe all the moms are getting kidnapped, which was super duper weird. And I hope by the next the two-parter they could go back to Danger Force like they always do. And the moms will accept it. But either way, I love this episode. A 10 out of 10 to the cast and crew. Absolutely job. Great way to open up season 3. And we're back, baby. I'm pumped. I'm excited for the next episode. And that makes me happy. So if you guys like this as much as I did, well, you get a sneak peek on that. So there you go. So yeah, I'm happy. That's what that matters. And yeah, and just to see all of the Danger Force kids back into their costumes was absolutely amazing. And there's nothing more I could say because this is my favorite show of all time. And I'm happy that it's back. So next week, the two-parter continues with the conclusion. I'm excited. And yeah, that's about it. So next segment is Song of the Week, so stay tuned for that. And yeah, that's about it. So this next segment is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3,000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay. So I covered this week's topics like the NFL draft of 2023 is going to be starting this Thursday through the 29th. And I am so excited. So I cannot wait to see what players are going to be picked for all the teams, exclusively in the New York area, which I'm very, very excited. But we just traded the Green Bay Packers quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, and I'm really excited for that. But I cannot wait to see what other players are getting drafted to which teams. I am super duper excited. So if you're a football fan, tune in this Thursday. You don't want to miss it. And we got the Jonas Brothers going to be doing round one pick as well, which I'm super duper excited about because I love the Jonas Brothers. So yeah, so make sure you turn into the 2023 NFL draft this Thursday. So you do not want to miss that. And trust me, if you're a football fan, well, this is the opportunity to let us freak out and go nuts. So yeah, that's about it on my rate. And there's a new movie coming out on Friday called Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. It's the same title of the book by Judy Blume. And if you've been a fan of this book, you're going to love this movie. And all the ladies, you better get your education on this movie because obviously it's something that is based on what the book is by. And it's really Margaret going through all of these grown-up changes to her body and all of that and so forth. And if you're a big fan of the Judy Blume books and if you love this book as well, I highly recommend watching this movie. And I just like getting movies that are adaptation of the books, which is really kind of amazing. So if you're a big fan of Judy Blume and if you love the book, make sure you go watch it this Friday. Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Make sure you go and get your tickets. Highly recommend it that much. So make sure you go and watch it. And that's all I can say. So it's going to be good. It's going to be super duper awesome. And I just love it so much. So make sure you go and get your tickets this Friday. So you don't want to miss it. And I just recapped episode 1, season 3 of Danger Force. Danger Force Returns Part 1. I gotta say, season 3 opener was absolutely amazing. Shout out again to the cast and crew for how they opened season 3. It was actually the bomb. And I have no words to describe this, which was wow, 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 wow. I'm just stunned how they turned this thing around, which was absolutely amazing. Cannot wait to see how it all ends, because this is a two-parter, so next week is the part 2, the conclusion. I'm really, really excited to see if they're going to rescue the moms, and they're going to be allowed to Danger Force, with their moms well accepted, and that's all I can say. But either way, I'll give this episode a 10 out of 10 overall. It was a great way to open season 3, and they really pulled it out of the park, which is absolutely awesome. It's absolutely insane. Gotta say that much, that this was the coolest thing that's ever happened. So, well done, cast and crew of Danger Force. I'm really excited for next week's episode. It's gonna be awesome, so make sure you stay tuned. So, and trust me, it's going to blow your minds away. So, it's gonna be awesome. So, stay tuned for the conclusion of the two-parter. Want to miss it, and I hope you like this episode as much as I did. So, it's gonna be awesome, and I can't wait to see how it all ends. So, yeah, so I can't wait for next week's episode. So, yeah, shout out to the cast and crew, and I couldn't be happier that it's back. So, yay, and I'm happy. So, yeah. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay, Song of the Week is where I share one of my favorite songs to you guys, and that theme is Demi Lovato. I said it before, and I say it again. This woman is an icon, she's a legend, and she absolutely is the moment. And her music is so insane. If you loved her acting in the past, you gotta love her music. And it's really awesome. She's been a fan of our childhood ever since then. She's still rocking it today. So if you've been a fan of Demi Lovato, you gotta listen to her music. It's all awesome and super duper amazing and gorgeous. And there's nothing more I could say about this woman. So Demi, this is dedicated to you. I love you so much. Hope you're doing well, and this segment is dedicated to you, girl, so I'm excited. Thank you for shaping my childhood. Thank you for giving the music that we love today. So this is going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing, and that's about it. So I'm happy about it. So yeah. Okay, so this is the fourth song that I chose from her fourth album, Demi. It's called Nightingale. I love this song, by the way. It is so cute. It's absolutely amazing, and there's nothing more about Demi for this, and I hope this video is to it as well. And I heard about it. It is so cute. It's absolutely amazing. And I hope you like it too. So if you heard of this song before, listening it to again. If not, well, you're getting an awesome treat tonight. So make sure you sit back, relax, enjoy the song. And who knows, maybe this may be your new song of the week. So, yeah. So, Demi Lovato, I love you. You're absolutely amazing. I can't wait to hear your song. So, yeah. That's about it. So, Lovatix, if you're a big fan of Demi Lovato, and if you're a big fan of her music, you turn on the speakers up your devices so you can sing along, dance along, rock along, because it makes me happy, and makes you happy. So this is the fourth song that I chose from her, off her fourth album, Demi. It's called Nightingale. So, yeah. So let's turn this music up, and let's get this party started, shall we?
I can't sleep tonight, wide awake and so confused. Everything's in line, but I'm bruised. I need a voice to echo, I need a light to take me home. I kinda need a hero. Is it you? I never see the forest for the trees. I could really use your melody. Baby, I'm a little blind. I think it's time for you to find me. Can you be my nightingale? Sing to me, I know you're there. You could be my serenity, but bring me peace.
for Miss Demi Lovato, everybody! Ow! Ow, ow, ow! Wow. This song, absolutely gorgeous. Wow. I can't. This song is so good. It's absolutely amazing. And her voice range is just like, wow. Wow, 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 wow. Miss Demi Lovato, you have done it again. Gotta say, wow, wow, wow. This awesome. This song is so cute. I absolutely love it. And this is kind of the song that is like, wow, 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 wow. And I think I've heard this song before, but not exactly. But I hope whatsoever. And this is the kind of like the part where it's like whatsoever. So I love this song. It's so good. It's absolutely amazing. And there's nothing more I could say about Miss Demi Lovato. So if you love this album and if you love Demi Lovato, you should go put the song on your playlist. Please, I highly recommend it. And this song is just absolutely so good. So next week we're going to be closing her Demi era and it's going to be amazing. So you do not want to miss that. And trust me, Demi Lovato, she is so gorgeous. She is absolutely amazing. There's nothing more I can say about her. So, Demi, you rocked it. I love you so much. You are incredible. And there's nothing more I can say about you. So, thank you, Demi. And I hope I treated you well with this song of the week. So, Demi, I love you. And I hope you can be a better role model. So, keep it up, girl. So, yeah. So, that is the end of the song of the week. And that is the end of my podcast. So, before I go, some of the other podcasts that you need to file. If you're going on a Walt Disney World trip in 2023, and if you want to do it safely, you want to get to hear some of the cast members that this podcast knows, if you want tips and tricks in each of the parks, you should go to the Mousetrap Podcast to my niece Noelle and her friends Maddie and Ashley. Again, if you're a Disney nerd, then this is the podcast for you. Also, my friend Kamina, she also has a podcast, and it's called Kamina Tea. She has three podcasts out now. And number one, if you're a cartoonist, if you love cartoons as much as you love cartoon when you were a kid, or if you love, if your family loves cartoons, I highly recommend Cartoon Fam, the podcast. You should go and check it out. Kamina, she recaps all of the cartoons on all the different networks. I really, really enjoy this podcast that much, and it's absolutely amazing. So if you're a cartoon fan when you were a kid, and if you love cartoons as a family, make sure you go and hear this podcast. She does all the cartoons from every network. She recaps them all. And if you love it as much as yourself, make sure you go and check it out. I highly recommend it for you to do so. Number two, it's all about the Dangerverse. That's right. So in this podcast, it's called Danger Girl. You love anything about the Dangerverse, which is Henry Danger, Danger Force, or anything in the Dangerverse, you should go and check out Danger Girl. She recaps episodes of Henry Danger and Danger Force, and she reviews them as well. If you're a big fan of Henry Danger and Danger Force, or anything in the Dangerverse, Danger Girl is the podcast to go. So make sure you go and follow that too. I highly recommend. And her third podcast, okay, so get this. If you love Henry Danger, and if you love fan theories, or fan fantasies, if you want to call it, you should go and check out Henry Danger's story. So, make sure she goes to Wattpad, she writes every fan fiction that is in a book, and it's really, really amazing. I do Henry Danger fan fiction myself, so trust me, I'm in that boat. So, yeah, so if you love fan fiction, and if you love Henry Danger, you should go and check out Henry Danger Stories, the podcast. I highly recommend for you to do so, and she is amazing. So, she used to have a podcast that does horror and Henry Danger as well, and along with cartoons. It used to be called Kamina T. Unfortunately, that is no longer with us, but I got the opportunity to interview Kamina when she had Kamina T at the time, so it was a blast and it was absolutely amazing. So, if you want to hear what topics that we did in the past, or what season one of Danger Force episodes that we talked about, or what songs we did of the week, go find Kamina T in the description. We talked about everything from herself to being a fan and everything else. So I'm so proud to call a man fan and a friend. I'm so glad I came across from her on social media as well. So Kamina, if you're listening to this, I love you so much. And I hope you're having a very fantastic week. I gotta go enjoy this week as well, guys. But I just want to say thank you so much. Whenever you listen to it, if you're from the United States, across the pond, and you guys make me happy. And I hope I made your day a little bit better. So thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. So thank you so much for taking the time to listen to me to babble for an hour. Just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. I highly recommend. So please, please, please. I love you guys so much. And I hope I make your day brighter. And I'm going to keep doing that until I can't do this no more. So it's going to be awesome. And I hope I made your day. So it's amazing. And it's going to be good. So it's going to be awesome. And that's about it. So, make sure you go give my podcast a follow. That'd be really, really great. And you can follow my podcast on Spotify for Podcasters, which is formerly known as Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And make sure you go share this podcast on social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram to get the man fans know if they're bored out of their minds, or they're on vacation, whatever they're doing, or yada, 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 etc., etc., etc. Or they're looking for a Henry Danger and Danger Force Switch Entertainment, the Henry Danger Universe, and the HDU. And I am your girl for that. Also, yeah. And also, make sure you follow my social medias as well. So go to miss.holland92 on my Instagram, do vacation photos about myself, birthday shoutouts, so much more. And make sure you go look like my new photo about having the loss of the Google Pixel family, which I got a new phone, by the way. So if make sure you go give a tribute to my old Pixel phone, a thumbs up, you comment, like, share on it, that would be great, so thank you so much for that. You have seen my Google phone funeral post, it was a funny thing bit, but you should go and check it out, I highly recommend. But, if you are a moviegoer and if you're looking for something to watch, don't worry, I got you covered. It's called Marilyn Susan, so make sure you go follow on my Marilyn Susan account. I do my full reviews on movies, TV shows, streaming services, whatever it's, Star Wars, Marvel, DC, whatever, got you covered. So I just posted the second review of the Super Mario Brothers movie. You should go and check that out, please. Make sure you go give it a comment, like, share on your some stories. That would mean a lot as well. So I just want to say thank you to that. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, if you're a moviegoer, if you're looking for something to watch at home, or if it's in the theaters right now, you should go and check my Marilyn Susan account. I highly recommend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And yeah, make sure you go follow that account as well. Be happy. And if you're following me on this podcast, go follow my two Instagrams account and tell me you're from there. So that would make me happy. So, yeah. And also, make sure you go follow me on Twitter. Just miss.norman1992 with the exact same concept. I review everything from streaming services to movies and action movies, whatever it's like Star Wars or Marvel or DC or anything else. I got you covered on that. And my Twitter thing is just for reviews, and it's just a lot of fun. But during the beginning things on my Twitter, I bragged about the cutest thing in the entire world, Jace Norman. How can you not love that guy? So make sure you go follow my Twitter account, please. You're following me on this podcast, make sure you're following me on Twitter. So thank you so much. I really appreciate that. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And make sure you go follow me and tell me that you're from there in the DMs. So thank you so much. I really appreciate that. So thank you very much. So, yeah. But if you're having trouble finding the podcast, no problem. I'll give you the step-by-step so you know how to get to my podcast. So, for all you clueless people out there, but I'm not saying clueless, but if you don't understand, so I'm going to give you covered. So, let me give you a step-by-step so you know how to get notified about each one of my podcast episodes. Okay, step one. Make sure you go to miss.holland92 on my Instagram. There's a link in my bio. And if you go to my Twitter, which miss.norman1992, the link is in my bio as well. If you're on that social media, then congratulations. So here's the first step. Step one. If you're on my Twitter bio or my Instagram bio, miss.holland92, by the way, click that link. So if you click on that link, it will take you straight to my podcast page, where all the episodes will be listed and whatsoever and so forth. And that's going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. Good time. It's going to be whatever. But however, make sure you click on this is where the second step comes in. Step number two, click on the button that says more platforms. You should click on the more platforms icon. All the platforms will be listed on that list. But if you recognize a podcast describer you're subscribed to, click on that icon. It will take you straight to the page, whatever it's like, website or whatever, accept cookies, whatever it is. Make sure you go to say username and password if you have an email. Make sure you don't have that whatsoever. So make sure you go sign in to that. If you're signed into that, you're so fully submitted in, and go back to my page. And if you go to like Spotify or whatever you listen to your podcast, you should go to my podcast. Click on the bell so you never miss a podcast episode. And boom, you have joined the Man Fan family. So, yeah. So, if you're new here, welcome. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, Cap Henry Danger and Danger Force, which is the Henry Danger Universe in the HGU. And my job is to make your kids comfortable. Whatever you've heard from the show in the past, or you haven't heard of the show, this is your opportunity to get to know the shows both well. So, if you're not from the international, well, you get a sneak peek of these episodes. It's going to be amazing. So, sure, buckle up, sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Hope I can make you proud and make you happy. And I hope you enjoy the ride. So, thank you so much for following. And I hope I can make you proud. So, enjoy the ride. And, yeah, thank you for showing up. But, if you're a returning follower, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening to me after these 3 years. You have been amazing. It is so crazy how you guys are just like attached to me at this point. It's really, really crazy. It's been like 3 years since this podcast started. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Whatever you're listening to it, whether it's from the United States, across the pond, you guys have been amazing. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Whatever it's on Apple Podcasts or Spotify for Podcasters or Spotify or whatever platform you're following me on, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And my goal is to not stop until every Henry Danger and Danger Force episode is on this platform. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And you made me happy. And my advice is to you guys is, follow your dreams. Don't give up. Don't let any haters tell you what to do. You're your own destiny. You write your own story. And make sure you go and do what you do best. And if you hate what you hate, make sure you quit it or whatever. Make sure you tell what your brain is right. But sure, you go follow your dreams. That's what I'm trying to say. So I love you guys so much. Thank you for following me for the ride. 3 years. I'm so excited. The Danger Force journey has begun for season 3. I'm really excited. So make sure, let's do this. And there's nothing worse. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And keep on following me. I love you so much. Mwah, 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 mwah. Thank you so much. And I hope I can make you proud. Thank you so much. And I hope I made you happy. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, you should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes up. So, yeah. Again, this has been Marilyn Negron. And this has been your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles
and fight crime.
Bye-bye.